With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Billy, you here?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Billy? How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about that last segment about the planes and the pilot, how you guys were talking about how the pilots sound more unintelligible as time goes on. Well, those guys, I work with them on a daily basis, and they are getting older and older, and they have nobody replacing these guys, and it's hilarious because I feel like, remember that old cat herding commercial from the Super Bowl years back?
Yeah.
That is my job, getting these pilots to where they need to be now. That is what it has become, working my system.
This doesn't make me feel great that you're like, where do I fly this? Where are we going anywhere with this thing? Like, oh,
why
my
are there
God.
Not? I would imagine that there would be a lot. That would be a wonderful job, something that a career that guys would go into to try to, you know, become airline pilots, commercial airline pilots. Why is it that there? Why is there a dark?
Is this like umpires? They just stay there forever?
They just stay there forever, and they haven't had a lot of new blood in the system. So these guys are getting older. They used to have a forced retirement age of 56. You had to stop flying when you were 56. They got so thin on pilots that they upped that age to 65. But you got these old farts out there running around flying these giant jets.
Drinking old. Normally don't tell me drinking old fashions.
Well, why is that? Why? I would imagine that's a great career. How come there's
the money? The money's not bad in that business, is it?
The money's terrible for guys starting out.
Oh, really?
Those guys flying those little regional jets where they have to cut their teeth at, that money is terrible.
Well, that's like being up in the minor leagues.
But no one wants to be in the minor leagues anymore. You can't just fade a low paycheck for a couple of years before you build up.
So that's how you do it.
Then just do
that's
it that
life.
Way.
That's
I didn't know it was that bad. I just figured those flyboys were getting paid.
Oh, that's life, yeah. Dude. I mean, you start out, you don't make much money, and then as you go along, you make more money. That's life. I don't know.
Man.
It's the millennials. Yep. Dell, congratulations.
Now
nobody will be able to fly anywhere.
Now we got the old guys flying.
You're 90-year-old.
You're coming at me about working and building and not making much money. What the hell? Don't come at me with that. Don't come at radio producer with that.
This is your flight captain. On the TV screen on your chair there, we've got Bonanza going to be coming on one of the some of the stories on that.
And we've got some special. We've got I Love Lucy in color.
So we got a lot.
Black and white?
Yeah. So when these old drink gals come on down at the drink cart, give them a how they do. And don't
maybe
forget.
Maybe a pat on the rear.
Maybe just a quick pat on the rear and get yourself a Singapore sling and sit back and relax. Cut yourself a cigarette if you like all the way in the back. No one's going to mind. Yeah, we'll find here.
Yes, I realize Dr. Cogslaughter is now a pilot. I recognize that. But.
Say, folks, it's me. I've got a little urinary tract infection, so I'm gonna. Don't expect to get any of the cranberry juice with your vodka, because I'll have that. And you're saying, what? Just the cranberry juice? Well, maybe both. Okay, anyway, folks, on the TV screen, we got Alice's on there, and we're also going to have some of the, we got the show with My Three Sons is going to be on there, too. So make sure you check out My Three Sons.
And we've got a special treat that my favorite, Archie Bunker, is going to be featured today.
Say, folks, real quick, my grandchildren, I just want to give a special shout-out to a couple grandchildren I have.
Graduating from college.
One of my grandchildren's on the flight here. He's Kevin, and Kevin doesn't like the ladies, if you know what I mean, so don't even try. That's my grandson, Kevin. He's he and his partner are flying today, so I'm okay with it.
Though. I tried to tell Kevin to hold off because Grant, one of our flight attendants, is looking, giving him the lie.
I thought I was going to be a progressive grandfather here and get him set up. But anyway, folks, what else is going on for you guys?
I just want to watch.
Yeah, just please.
I can hear you in my headphones.
And, by the way, when you're watching a movie and they're talking and talking the movie? And it stops the movie?
Just get off.
So, folks, anyone else? It's going to be cold out there. I hope you brought a jacket. We're flying into New York. It is now 36 degrees and very windy. It's going to be bumpy. So if you're afraid of flying, this is not going to be a fun 30 minutes for you.
This is your co-pilot, and my name is Jonathan, and I just want to tell you.
What? Stop. Anyway, it's time to
co-pilot.